You are listening to episode 39 of the FitsPro podcast, and today's podcast is really brought up by the fact that we are heading into the last 90 days of the year. And although I am not a huge, I don't love when people use the new year or anything like that to make some big goal, but I am for goal setting and reaching goals in general. So if that's how you roll, that's awesome. Just know that today's episode is brought up by the fact that we are heading into the last 90 days of the year, and that I really want you to reach whatever goals, whatever dreams you have that are on your mind, that are coming to your mind right now. I want you to reach those. So today I am sharing three tools to help you start taking action on your dreams. Without further ado, let's dive in. The FitsPro podcast is your no BS approach to seeking out truth in the world that is online health and fitness. You'll see through the lens of the trainer, the trainee, and the entrepreneur. I'm your host, Annie Miller, certified strength and conditioning specialist, entrepreneur, lover of sleep, lattes, and dinosaurs. AKA not your average FitsPro, and my aim is to help you grow your mind, body, and business through knowledge and authenticity so that you too can become a FitsPro. All right, I have to preface this, the beginning of this podcast, with the fact that I am recording this midday in my duplex, and there are a lot of cars going by. I am watching the dog, and I am expecting to receive my new Sony camera at some point, so we will probably hear a knock on the door from the FedEx guy. It might just be a little crazy today, okay? You might hear some outside noises that are out of my control, so just wanted to throw that out there. Now, for the episode, we are talking about how to start taking action on your dreams, on any goal. This can be big or small, but if I am going to be straight with you, I just get super irritated when people sit on their butt, their rear end, when they could be working towards a dream. I think that you have dreams for a reason. I think that you want certain things for a reason. I think that those are personal to each individual, and I think that it's a big deal when we actually go for those, and I know that it can be scary. So as Rachel Hollis would say, I literally want to shake you until you get it, until you believe that you are worth it, that your dream is worth it. I just really want people to go for their dreams, to go for their goals, and to be really just the best version of themselves, as cliche as that sounds. So I don't need you to drop your whole life and put all of your eggs in your dream basket. Sometimes I think that's what holds people back. Perhaps they think that it has to be an all or nothing type of thing, and it doesn't. But I do see a lot of humans making absolutely no progress towards the actual life that they want for themselves, and that makes me sad for them. I dislike that. If you're in my fam, if you're in my gram fam, if you listen to this podcast, if you are following me on any social media platform, I want you to live out your highest purpose, whatever that is, whatever that looks like for you as an individual. I want people to bet on themselves. I don't think that's a secret. Whether that is with actual monetary investments in yourself, or your dream, or just taking action with the belief that you can actually make it happen. I have a notebook and a canvas actually in my office behind me, if you could see me right now, and they both say, quote unquote, make it happen. I was on the Active Life podcast well over a year ago, when I was first kind of having success in the online space, and Dr. Sean Pastuch gave me the opportunity to come on his podcast and, you know, talk about my new launch, which was going to be Movement 101 at the time. And he asked me kind of what my mantra was and how I got to where I was going, and that is it. Make it happen. I just have this belief in myself that I can make whatever I am trying to do happen. And that is what I want to help you get more of if you don't have that belief in yourself yet. So that is the very phrase that got me through my first years of business. And it still gets me to take action through adversity today. I think that's another misconception, is that people think once someone has some level of success that they don't experience roadblocks or feelings of fear or feelings of not being enough. And that's just not true either, right? We just have done it enough times and have built this trust in ourselves that we still feel the fear and then take action. So Like I said, that's the very phrase that got me through my first few years of business, and it is still what I say to myself. I should probably get it tattooed on my body somewhere, realistically. The simple belief that I can make it happen, that whatever it is in the cards for me. But friend, you can't make it happen without action, right? So I swear this episode isn't just me complaining and expressing my irritation with people and their lack of chasing their dreams. I intended to show up today with actual tools for you to use to start taking steps towards your dream, to share tools to help you take action, because that is what has to happen. The first step for me is something that I learned in the 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss, which is one of my favorite books. I read it in Spain, and a lot of people don't actually know this, but So Spain was kind of mine and Nate's first like 3-week long trip that we took. And I was reading this book on that trip, which made me be like, okay, let's travel the world and let's actually make this happen. And now I have some tools to make that happen. This is the book that led to that. Okay. So the questions that I answered in this book are what made me be like, okay, we are not in a spot to travel the world right now as we are in Spain. My business does not make enough. But once I answered these questions, I then gave myself the freedom to move forward. So that is why I am sharing them with you. And fun fact, Nate and I were not like avid travelers before we decided to travel the world. We had actually only been to Spain and Puerto Rico together before we said, hey, let's travel for a year. So fun fact there. Anyway, this is a practice that I got from the 4-Hour Workweek. If you haven't read it, it is linked on my Amazon page, and I will link it in the show notes as well. The purpose of this practice is to identify what is holding you back, what your roadblock is, and then to take the power away from that thing. Whatever that roadblock is, whatever your biggest fear is, we're going to help remove the power from that. It doesn't completely remove the fear or completely remove that roadblock, but it takes the weight off of it. So number one is asking the hard questions, and that is first ask, what is the worst that can happen? And then, like, really lay it out. I mean, like, take the time, sit down, grab a pen and paper. What is the worst thing that can happen? Right? For me, I could completely fail. I would be the only employed person on our world travels, and my business could completely fall apart. We could lose all of our money. That was the worst thing that could happen, right? We would literally have nothing. And then lay out, how might you come back from that? If scenario number one happens, if the worst possible thing happens, how might you build yourself back up? Well, we would get a flight home somehow. Either someone could help us do that. You also start to see like how unlikely your worst case scenario is. Like, there would be some red flags possibly before this worst case scenario happened. So for us, you know, we would likely see money dwindling, or something would be telling us that, hey, we need to get a flight home. So someone would help us get a flight home, right? Then when we got home, we'd have relatives we could stay with. Nate could get a job. I could figure out how to either get a job or reach out to other people who could help employ me for a while. You start to see like, okay, we could come back from the worst thing pretty easily. Like, not ideal, but the worst thing really isn't that bad. So this is not expecting failure. Some people say that. Well, that's like you're expecting the worst thing to happen. No. We're just facing it. So this is not expecting failure to happen. This is moving past and taking the weight off of that fear or failure or whatever it is for you. And I need you to go deep here, like the actual worst thing that can happen. Okay. Then hopefully you feel less bogged down and restricted by that weight. I do want to mention that, again, fear will always be ever present when chasing dreams. When you're stepping out of your comfort zone, we expect fear, but it doesn't need to be the driver of your decision making, right? We can expect fear, we can experience fear. It does not then need to drive our decision making. So, moving on, that was number one, ask those hard questions. Number two is working backwards. You don't need to have all of the details laid out, okay? This is not meant to overwhelm you. What do you want? What's the outcome that you're shooting for? What is the dream? And this doesn't even have to be starting a business, right? This is personal to you. That thing that keeps you up at night, that is your dream. That's what I'm talking about. So when I started my business online, I knew the dream was to work from home, to roll out of bed, to no alarm, and go about my day as I pleased, to be the boss of my day. It was not about getting a barbell into every woman's hand or to help people live their best life in fitness. That is 100% not what drove me to build my business, right? I don't actually know if I've ever talked about that before, or I mean, not in such a manner anyway. So yes, the human body and education and fitness are my passions, but they are simply the means by which I achieved my big goal. Right? Only you know your goal. My goal was not to start my own fitness business. My goal was to work in my pajamas or bathtub or bed, right? Have that freedom to not have to wake up to an alarm. That was my big goal. That was my big, my dream. And again, fitness was just how I could achieve that goal because that is my passion. So only you know your goal. What is your goal for you? What is your dream for you? For me, it was literally to work online. So now we work backwards. What might I do online? Where can I build an audience? Because I will need clients. People will need to buy my services, but they won't just do that without knowing me, right? So I've got to build an audience of some kind somewhere. Great. So I need to be online. That's where I'm going to create my freedom. Hello, Instagram. Now, already you are taking action towards your dream just by doing these exercises, by even entertaining this, you are starting to move towards your dream. So celebrate that. Celebrate that you are not just thinking about your dream. It's not an unattainable fairy tale. You're entertaining, exploring how this might actually happen for you. So I got on Instagram, didn't know a thing about it. You guys, literally anything. Take 10 minutes of your life right now and scroll back on my Instagram to the very beginning. I leave it there for a reason. I leave my old posts there for a reason so you can see what it looks like to just start, to just put yourself out there, regardless of what you know or think you're capable of or any of that, to just start taking messy action. So we continue working backwards. Big goal, work from home in my robe, without waking up to an alarm or being restricted by having a schedule set by someone else. I've got to get online. I joined Instagram. Let's be clear that I was also in school working with in-person clients, interning, and coaching competitive cheerleading all while that's happening. Okay? This is what it can look like to just start. Reiterating that you don't need to go all in. Right? You absolutely can, but know that you don't have to, that you have options. If you literally just do that, if you just start, just choose the simplest task that you can, it can be so small. What is an action that you can take right now towards your goal, towards your dream? You don't need to have everything else figured out, okay? That's part of it. You'll figure it out as you go, and you will learn that about yourself, that you are capable of figuring things out as you go. You're literally never going to have everything figured out, so just let go of that right now. Is it saving for a house? Is it starting a business? Is it leaving your current job? Is it traveling more? Is it teaching in a third world country? Is it being a stay-at-home mom? Is it getting a certain degree, going back to school? I don't know what it is for you, but you do. So could you set a date to sit down and look at your money, right, for that house, to explore where you can start saving for that house? Can you spend 1 hour researching places to travel? Buy a ticket and plan later. Like, just get some skin in the game for whatever your goal is. Could you start an account wherever it makes sense for your goal if you are trying to start a business to build momentum in the direction of your dream? What can you do now? Do that and take action. Start to build momentum in the direction that you want to be going, right? Otherwise, we're just going to stay where we are or build momentum in the other direction. So, number two is to work backwards, right? To find the simplest task that you can take right now to start building momentum towards that dream. The third is two pieces. Part one, I need you to hear me. Yes, timing is a thing, okay? I get that. There are better times to do things than others, but you are never going to feel quote-unquote ready. Ever. You will be paralyzed five ever if you keep waiting for a sign or to feel ready. Bish, you are your sign. This is your sign. You need a sign? Here's your sign. Okay? I will be your sign. Your dream is in your brain. That's your sign. Hi. It's not just chilling in there for no reason. Okay? So part one, know that waiting to feel ready is not doing you any good. You ain't ever gonna feel ready. You are never going to feel ready. And it's more often than not an excuse to just stay in your fear-filled comfort zone, right? That's part one. Let go of the fact that you're not going to feel ready because you're just not going to feel ready. And the more times that you choose to start taking actions when you don't feel ready, you'll start to see like, okay, no, let's just take action without hesitation. That's how we get things done. Part two helps combat part one. I used to think that these were silly, and now I absolutely love them because through group counseling, the Bible, reading about, you know, neuroscience and the limbic system, I have found that the brain, the human brain, is a very powerful tool for you and I. And I am not even close to understanding or exploring the full power of my own brain, but part two definitely challenges that. Part two is having and practicing affirmations or mantras in regards to your dream. So I did this when I wanted to make 10K per month and had no clue how I was going to make that happen. Okay. I just said to myself, often I make 10K per month. I put it on the back of my phone screen, right? 10K months. Now, affirmations are nothing without action. Right? So I can say I make 10K per month all I want, but if I'm not actually doing things to get me there, it means nothing. So same with manifesting things, right? I like to make that clear. I think manifestation or manifesting is a buzzword. And so are affirmations. Manifestations and affirmations only work in the company of action. Let's make that so clear. Okay. Well, what we focus on grows, right? That's not news to humankind. This is my opinion. You can have your own. I support both manifestation and affirmations. I just think we need to be real about, you know, you can make a vision board for your million-dollar home, but if you're not doing anything, a million-dollar home is not going to fall out of the sky into your lap. Okay? While I love a dream, I also encourage you to be realistic with these practices. So perhaps you say your affirmation daily. Perhaps you sit down every Friday and repeat it 100 times. That's up to you. Maybe you write it down. But that's it. Like, ask the hardest question. Look at possible comebacks from that. What's the worst thing that can happen? How might you come back from that? The worst is rarely as bad as we imagine it. And it's far less likely to happen than we think. Then work backwards from the dream. What is the smallest or easiest thing that you can do right now to start building towards that dream? Let go of ready and create a present tense affirmation or two regarding your dream. I own a house in Fairmont, or whatever it is for you. Like, I don't know what your dream is. I'm a stay-at-home mom. Like, start saying it in present tense daily and remind yourself of that, because like I said, whatever you focus on is what you're going to start putting effort towards. That's how it's going to grow. So remember that action has to happen and that you can make it happen, but you have got to get out of your own way. And remember that taking any action on any of these tools that I've shared with you today is moving towards your goal. And that's a big deal. That's more than a lot of people can say. So that is all I have for you today. Maybe it's because, again, it's the end of the year. We're coming up on the last quarter. When this is released, it will be the last quarter of 2019. I think this year flew by for me. The year is coming to an end. I'm planning all of the things right now for the remainder of 2019 and into 2020. But either way, I hope that you loved this episode. I hope that you got value out of it. If you did, give your girl the most stars, 5 stars, and leave a written review, please. It is super appreciated. Know that I absolutely, once we reach those 100 stars, I don't care if it takes a year, I will keep my word. When we reach 100 reviews, I am giving away something to my listeners, one of my products. So if you have not done a written review, please leave one. If you have, you are in the drawing. Don't worry about that. It's all super appreciated when you guys support the show. Until next time, I am Annie Miller, and thank you so much for listening to the FitzPro Podcast.